USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A jury convicted two men of conspiring to kidnap Michigan Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer in 2020. The jury finding Adam Fox and Barry Croft Jr. guilty of conspiring to obtain a weapon of mass destruction. Defense attorneys argued undercover FBI agents incited the kidnapping plot, arguing it never would have come to fruition without agents infiltrating the group. Prosecutors in Georgia say two officers accused of murdering Rayshard Brooks during a traffic stop in 2020 had reasonable cause. Brooks was passed out in the drive-thru of a Wendy's in Atlanta. When officers arrived, Brooks resisted arrest, which resulted in the officers shooting and killing Brooks. The prosecutor saying the officers acted in the best way they could and were protecting themselves from harm. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We are excited to introduce our newest advertiser, Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools
for your family jewels.
Now, I can already hear many of you wincing or crossing your legs, but we've all been trimming and then ouchie, wah-wah. That's why over 6 million men worldwide already trust Manscaped. And now, Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0 has arrived. First, you get the Lawnmower 4.0. This trimmer is the greatest
down there
trimmer ever and features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. It's waterproof and has an LED spotlight for a more precise shave. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker nose and ear hair trimmer. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Get with the program and take your grooming to the next level. Get your Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 and take 20% off and get free shipping with the code USARadio at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code USARadio.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is calling for a future Republican-led Congress to hold Dr. Anthony Fauci accountable, alleging that the White House medical advisor abused his power and lied under oath. Kansas Republican Senator Roger Marshall adds that he believes Fauci intentionally misled former President Trump to believe the coronavirus wasn't as deadly as it is.
He needs to appear before Congress, and the people of America want to hold him accountable for his lies.
A Little League player who spent days in a coma after falling out of a bunk bed is getting ready to return home. Doctors placed Easton Oliverson into an induced coma after suffering major head injuries last week, and he'll undergo surgery on his skull Friday. Oliverson is expected to head to his Utah home next week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are continuing to press the Biden administration to remain energy independent. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
Going from an energy leader in the world to where we are now under the Biden administration, Republican Representative Mark Wayne Mullen, who is running for a Senate seat in a special election today in Oklahoma, told Newsmax overnight that Biden's energy policies makes the United States more dependent on communist countries than ever before.
You have individuals that think government is to create jobs, and government's role was never designed to create jobs. It's create an opportunity, an environment for job creators like myself, job creators to create those jobs. And the problem is that we have too many politicians and not actually job creators in Washington, D.C. And they lose focus. They lose the role of government because their idea is if we grow it, then we'll have more responsibility. But as we look at different decisions that's come out of the court, actually, as we grow it, Congress actually concedes power to agencies like the Chevron deference.
A new survey says fewer Americans are switching to new jobs. The rate of transitioning to a different employer declined to 4.1% in July, compared to 5.9% in the same month a year ago. That's according to the New York Fed Reserve's Consumer Expectations Labor Market Survey. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.